بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ميراث الأنبياء ويب سايت is pleased to present the recording of a lesson in English titled تربية lessons from the month of Ramadan delivered by أستاذ عباس أبو يحيى حفظه الله تعالى during the blessed month of Ramadan in the year 1445 after Hijra. We ask Allah to make it a source of benefit for all.
من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة دلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد. Welcome today, brothers and sisters, again to a lesson from the lessons of دروس التربوية من شهر رمضان. دروس التربوية من شهر رمضان. Lessons of Islamic Development from the month of Ramadan. By the Sheikh Muhammad bin Ghalib al-Amri, hafidhullah ta'ala. And we've reached chapter 8. We've reached chapter 8 from this book of these benefits which were compiled about Ramadan, in Ramadan, by our Sheikh, focusing on developing our Islamic character and our Islamic development. This chapter 8 is about being continuous upon obedience after Ramadan. He said, شهر رمضان فرصة عظيمة لتعويد النفس على الطاعة. The month of Ramadan is a great opportunity. The month of Ramadan is a great opportunity to get the soul accustomed to obedience to Allah. He said, there are many people who totally accept with their hearts and their bodies to be obedient to Allah in this month and are very eager to perform all the obligatory actions of obedience. In fact, they wish to perform other optional and sunnah deeds like praying the recommended sunnah prayers, etc. Now, the Sheikh mentions this, why? Because during the month of Ramadan, our iman increases. This month of Ramadan is a blessed month. No matter where you are, which country, which part of the world you're in, you'll find that Ramadan is a blessed month. A month of barakah. That's why they mentioned Shahr Mubarak. That's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned Shahr Mubarak. That automatically a person's iman increases. Automatically a person who has the right intention and wants to worship and these type of matters, the Muslim with the iman, their iman increases. And you see, even the people that are bad people who don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the month of Ramadan, you see them being obedient in the month of Ramadan, that they fast. So you find somebody, biggest criminal, yet they'll do everything which is haram, but comes time of the month of Ramadan, they start fasting. They probably don't even pray or anything, any other act, but they start fasting. So automatically, it's a beautiful, blessed month. So we're very eager to perform the wajib obligations. And a lot of people, they start increasing in their sunnah prayers and nafil prayers, and praying the Taraweeh prayers. They start increasing in doing those acts of good deeds. They start giving charity in that month. They start inviting people over to their house and feed them. They start doing these things because iman automatically increases in this month. The Sheikh says, وَهَذَا كُلُّ لِمُدَّةَ أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. They want to do all of this for a few limited calculated number of days. For a few limited calculated numbers of days. Either 29 days or 30 days. And this is the month of Ramadan. Either 29 days or 30 days. And he said, and that is a sufficient amount of time. Zaman kafin. It's a sufficient amount of time for a person to accustom himself upon righteous actions and to be continuous upon them. It's a sufficient amount of time, 29 to 30 days. When you do something, you get accustomed to it, you get used to it, it forms a habit. She said, so a slave accustoms himself to have a portion of fasting during the day outside Ramadan. You know, a person can do that. Because he's been so used to it, he finds that it's easy, that he's accustomed to it, becomes a habit that he can do, that he can fast other days outside Ramadan. So you find the people fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. And if a person continues upon that, he can continue to do the Mondays and Thursdays and the 3 days in the month. However much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up for that person to fast. And just keep going. Get that into a habit, be accustomed to it, and you can have so much great reward. The Sheikh says, so a slave accustoms himself to have a portion of fasting during the day outside Ramadan, due to the great reward for fasting, as is mentioned in the hadith where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, man sama yawman fi sabilillah, that whoever fasted a day in the path of Allah, then Allah distances his face from the hellfire for 70 years. Allah distances his face from the hell for 70 years, a hadith narrated in Bukhari. So, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us, the Muslims, and he's given us an opportunity. He made this month, this time for fasting, to help us, to keep us away from the hellfire for 70 years, just one day. So imagine, you're fasting all through your life, every day. It adds up to so many years, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that person's face away from the hellfire. And in another narration of the same hadith, which is collected by At-Tirmidhi and or greatest Hassan by Al-Albani, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, man sama yawman fi sabilillah, whoever fasts a day in the path of Allah, then Allah places between him and the hellfire a trench, the distance between the heavens and the earth. The distance between the heavens and the earth. That's how far this trench is for the one who fasts a day in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reward is that you're being distanced far away from the hellfire. So on the day of judgment, when the people will be judged and you'll see the people being thrown into the hellfire, you'll be so pleased, you'll be so grateful that Allah gave us this ability. Allah gave us this ability to fast. This blessed month, where we push ourselves, exert ourselves to keep away from the pleasures of the dunya. And in another narration, the Sheikh mentions, man sama yawman fi sabilillah, whoever fasts a day in the path of Allah, then Allah distances him from hell for the journey of 100 years. The distance of a journey for 100 years. Imagine if you traveled for 100 years, how far you will get. How far you will get. And that's the distance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places for the one who fasted one day. One day. So the reward, and this hadith mentioned in Sunan Nisa'i, graded Hassan by Al-Albani. So it shows us the great reward, the great azim reward that we get for fasting. And there are many, many other hadith which show us the benefits and the rewards for fasting. And we need to read these sometimes just to encourage ourselves. We need to read these to encourage ourselves, to push ourselves, and we know that they're glad tidings by fasting. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, as is narrated by Hudhayfa radhiyallahu anhu, who said, I made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recline against my chest. So, you know, the Prophet was leaning from the side, leaning, and he, you know, put his back leaning against the chest of Hudhayfa radhiyallahu anhu. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Man qala la ilaha illallah ibtigha wajhullah. Whoever says la ilaha illallah, seeking the face of Allah, khutima lahu biha dakhala jannah. Whoever says la ilaha illallah, seeking the face of Allah, and dies whilst doing so, enters paradise. Enters paradise. Wa man sama yawman ibtigha wajhullah khutima lahu biha dakhala jannah. Whoever fasted a day, seeking the face of Allah, and dies whilst doing so, enters paradise. So whether we're living or we're dying at the time of death, and we're fasting, that person enters paradise. And the Prophet ﷺ said, وَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ. Whoever gave charity, seeking the face of Allah, ابْتِغَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ, seeking the face of Allah, and dies while doing so, enters paradise. And this has been collected by Imam Ahmad and Sheikh Al-Albani, authenticated in Sahih al-Targhib wa Targhib. So beautiful hadith, which give us the encouragement to fast. And in another narration, which continuing with this narration with extra wording, man khatama lahu bi'it'am miskinin muhtasiban Allah Azza wa Jal dakhla jannah. Whoever dies while feeding a needy person, seeking a reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, enters paradise. Enters paradise. So these are some of the ahadith which give us this encouragement to become accustomed to fasting. We accustom ourselves to fasting so we can get this great reward. Because imagine, we don't know when death will approach any single one of us. Any single one of us. We could be the healthiest person on the planet. We could be the sickest person on the planet. But if Allah hasn't written death for us, it won't come to us. But if Allah has written death for us, if our time is up, it will come to us. So imagine if we were fasting while that occurred. What a great reward that is for the believers. The Shaykh says, كذلك يعود نفسه على صدقته. Likewise, a person should accustom himself to giving charity. Likewise, a person should accustom himself to giving charity and seek and look for those who are in needy circumstance. Look out for those people, search out for those people. Because many a times it has been said, well, in the country that I live in, there's nobody who's poor, nobody who's needy. That, you know, all you have to do is just go to maybe your local Islamic bookshop or your local masjid and ask there. And you'll find there are many people in society, in the society that you live in, that have needs. So for example, we can look at elderly people, you know, who have nobody to look after them. Or you could see single mothers who are living by themselves with two or three children, even one child, the difficulties they faced, you know, financially or food-wise. There are many out there. So we need to look out for them and try to help them. The Sheikh said, they are in need of, the needy people, they are in need of care in Ramadan and other than Ramadan. See that? In Ramadan and outside Ramadan. Like fasting inside Ramadan and outside Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal encouraged his slaves with this matter of giving charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the condition of his believing slaves. Allah says, of his believing slaves, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And they give food, in spite of their love for it, or for the love of him, to the miskeen, the poor, the one who's needy. Yatim, the orphan, and the captive. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شَكُورًا. Saying, we feed you seeking Allah's face, only seeking Allah's face. We wish for no reward. We wish for no reward. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شَكُورًا. We wish for no reward, no thanks from you. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْتَرِيرًا. Verily, we fear from our Lord a day hard and distressful that will make the faces look horrible from extreme dislike to it. And you're talking about the Day of Judgment, the Yom Al-Qiyamah, that they're fearful of that, that's why they give the food and they don't want any reward for the people. فَوَقَّاهُمَ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. So Allah saved them from the evil of that day. وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَذْرَةٌ وَسُرُورًا. And gave them another, a light of beauty and joy. Surah Al-Insan, Ayah 8 to Ayah 11. This is the hal of the believers. This is the hal of the believers, the condition of the believers, because they're continuous upon the good actions. They're continuous upon fasting, even outside Ramadan. They're continuous upon giving charity. And likewise, they continue upon all the good deeds that they do. So for example, reading Quran. Reading Quran. Yes, we know that the shayateen during the month of Ramadan are chained up. The shayateen are chained up. Yeah? And the doors of hellfire are closed. And the doors of paradise are open. And there are many, many angels Allah sends down onto the earth. Especially on Laylatul Qadr, this great night. Yeah? We know that. So, we try take hope from that we're continuous and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen us this opportunity of Ramadan. So after Ramadan, we continue upon these good actions. Look how great that would be for the believer, how great that will be for the Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this opportunity to be forgiven in Ramadan. And that's one of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that woe be to the person that Ramadan comes and he's not forgiven. Yani, he's not turning to Allah, making dua to Allah. He's not fasting, or he's fasting and he's not praying, or he's praying and he's fasting and he's not making dua, and he's not doing extra, and he's not asking Allah for forgiveness. Because Allah loves to be asked for forgiveness. Allahumma gfirli, O Allah, forgive me, and my parents, and the believers. يَوْمَ يُقُومُ الْحِسَابُ, when the day of judgment will occur. Forgive us for this. This is what Allah loves. And this is something that we need to push ourselves towards and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this forgiveness. So how great will it be that once Ramadan comes and we're forgiven, and then we can push ourselves to be continuous upon good deeds. Then the Shaykh says that Allah reminds us about the statement of the people of the hellfire and from their general negligence regarding this issue. And is not looking into the circumstances of the needy. And that was the issue, that they didn't feed the poor. They didn't look into that issue. They didn't look into that matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What has caused you to enter, go into the path to hellfire? Allah says that to them, are humiliating them. Because they know that they're in the hellfire, they know that they're being punished, they know, and then Allah humiliates them by telling them, what has caused you to enter hellfire? مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. in what Allah knows best their heart. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ They will say, we were not of those who used to offer the salah, the prayers. We never used to pray. Look at the danger of that, that they will be thrown into hellfire because they never prayed. وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ مِسْكِينَ وَلَمْ نَكُنْ نُطْعِمُ مِسْكِينَ Nor did we used to feed the miskeen, the poor people. Nor did we feed the miskeen, the needy, the poor people. So this isn't a requirement. This is something that we must do to feed the masakeen, either by physically giving them the food themselves or paying for them to have meals. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَكُنَّ نَخُودُ مَا الْخَائِدِينَ And we used to talk falsehood, all that which Allah hated, with vain talkers, you know, those people just talk, and they don't do any good actions, talking about falsehood, denying the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah continues, وَكُنَّ نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ And we used to belie and deny the day of recompense, the day of judgment. Hatta atana al-yaqeen, until they came to us death that is certain. Death that is certain. And when death approached them, then they realized, oh, but it was too late. When that sound of the soul being dragged out, that soul going to be taken away from the body, that's when they realized that, oh, this is a reality. They laugh and play in this dunya. This is regarding the non-Muslims. They laugh and play in this dunya, laughing at the believers, and they deny the Yawm al-Qiyamah until death comes to them. Then they realize the truth. The Shaykh says, this action of theirs is understood to be leaving off the obligatory prayer and the obligatory charity. So it's the wajib one. It's their wajib prayer and the wajib charity, the zakat that we're talking about here. So the Shaykh says, generally the season of Ramadan is a great season and incorporates eloquent lessons in being continuous upon goodness and obedience. It has these benefits that a person gets. That is, continuous upon goodness and obedience. And likewise, we have Ibn Rajab, rahimullah, the great scholar, the great student of Ibn Taymiyyah, he says the same thing. He says, being accustomed to fasting after Ramadan is a sign that the fasting of Ramadan was accepted. Subhanallah. Being accustomed to fasting after Ramadan is a sign that the fasting of Ramadan is accepted. So this is something that we need to address and we need to check in ourselves. A person can, you know, start reflecting now and say, well, okay, I can't fast every Monday and Thursday, but what I'll do is maybe I'll fast those 3 days in the month. Because fasting Monday and Thursday, that means 8 days in a month. 8 days is a bit too much for me, my work, this, that, whatever. And it's optional and hardships. Okay, let me fast the 3 days. 3 days in the month, in the middle of the month. Okay, if I can't fast 3 days, I'll fast one of those days. But I'll make that as an aim, a goal, that I fast at least one extra day in the month. This is obviously after the Ramadan and we're fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. Ibn Rajab continues, he goes, since if Allah accepts the deeds of a worshipper, then Allah gives him the capability to perform good deeds after that initial good deed. Allahu Akbar. Allah gives him the capability to perform good deeds after that initial good deed. So it's not 100% sign, but if it is that Allah gives us the ability maybe to do tahajjud prayer once in a while, to do extra fasts once in a while, to read extra Quran as much as we can, it's a sign that our Ramadan has been accepted. So the Shaykh continues, Shaykh Muhammad, he says, it is necessary for the slave to know that the sign of goodness is the goodness that continues after it. And the sign of obedience having been accepted is obedience which continues after it. And to be continuous upon that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, to give us the ability and the capability to be continuous upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan, even if it is a little bit. Even if it is a little bit. A day in a month, read a few pages every few days, do some extra prayers in the night or during the day. Whatever ability that Allah gives us the capability for, then that is a ni'mah, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a sign that our Ramadan, our sacrifices have been accepted by Allah azza wa jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward our Shaykh handsomely for these benefits. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله على نبينا محمد.